Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boomer and Geo boat party. So if you're planning to show up on a boat, it's great because you give it to everybody on your boat and you fly the flag. And even if you're not planning to show up on a boat and you just want the really cool Casamigos Boomer and Geo Team Boomer merchandise, you can go to Esiason.org and find that bundle. And it's great. I mean, it's $200 for, what, 12 T-shirts, 3 hats, and a boat flag? I mean, that's about as that is a deal. And every cent, by the way, goes to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So it's really cool. If you look, if you're watching CBS Sports Network, the boat flag is hanging right in front of us, and the hat is right here too.
Put the hat on, man. It's a nice hat.
But you know what it is? The makeup.
It's a stretch fit hat.
Yeah, the problem is I don't want to put it on when I got the makeup
on.
That's
all right. Yeah, put it on. Let's just see what it looks like.
But then my hair's going to be messed up.
No, don't worry. It's not going to be. Stop being so sensitive. You'd be all right. It's a nice hat. It's a stretch fit hat.
I know it's a stretch, but now it's going to be covered in makeup.
Look at how great looking that hat is.
All right, there we go.
Look at how good you look.
Yeah, there. You know,
you are a hat guy.
And if I wanted to go backwards for Team Boomer, I could do that.
We'd do that too, yeah.
With the hair coming out the back, you see that?
Yeah, look at that. You look good there.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look at the hair coming out. Oh, that is so summer. That says summer right there.
It does say summer. So these are the hats, the T-shirts, which are men's and women's.
Now you got a cowl.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good? All good?
No. Does it need to be fluffed again?
Nah, see, I don't know. This is what I didn't want to go through.
We did that. We did a whole commercial where Eddie was fluffing your hair.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So anyway, you can. It's a great deal. I mean, it's like a tremendous, tremendous deal. $200 for the 12 T-shirts, 3 hats, and the boat flag. Perfect if you're showing up on a boat, then everybody can wear the merch and be like, I'm here for the boat party. And if you just want to support the charity, if you can't make it, you get all the hats and the cool merch. So Esiason.org on our Twitter account, you can find it. You click the link and you can get those. We call them boat kits, merch bundles, whatever you want. It's a lot of very, very cool stuff. Did you guys see it was officially announced? I was sitting on this because I wanted to get officially announced. I got tagged on Instagram by WCBS last night and yesterday afternoon, actually, to let me know that they've got a special guest DJ this weekend. Special guest DJ on WCBS. You know who that person is?
That person is none other than the great Mark Chernoff.
That is right. You nailed it.
The Tiny Tot of the Kilowatt.
Yeah, so they announced it. It's going to be Saturday, June 19th, which is this Saturday, 7 to midnight, WFAN's Mark Chernoff. Very special guest DJ the Saturday, June 19th.
I'm the Tiny Tot of the Kilowatt.
Mark's storied run at the fan comes to an end on June 30th, so he's taking over the airwaves for 5 hours this Saturday night to break the format and live out a dream of his. So he'll be
spinning some records. Actually, they don't have turntables anymore. What do they have? They have decks? They don't even have decks anymore, do they, Eddie?
No, I mean, it's digital files.
Digital.
It's all digital
files. It's all digital.
I don't know.
Wow. Oh, digital. Did you say digital?
Mark's just going to show up with all his turntables and records and stuff and be like, all right, where do I plug this in?
So I would think that how long is he doing it for?
7 to midnight, 5 hours.
5 hours on the air?
5 hours on the air.
I'm going to fire that program director.
5 hours on the air. He's got his playlist all ready to go, I heard. I heard that he's got everything all ready to go. He picked out all his songs and everything.
So do you think there is a... Oh, here he comes.
Here he comes.
Here he comes.
Come on in, Mark.
Come on in, Mark.
Here he is, the big star himself.
The tiny tot of the kilowatt.
Yes,
here he is. No headphones, so he can't hear anything that you're playing, Eddie. So you got to have a free for all with the drops right now.
Get headphones?
No, headphones.
Right here. Hold on.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect. There you go, Mark.
Well, you know, I was a music jock for many years.
The tiny tot of the kilowatt.
But it's been a long time. When was the last time you did it?
Aside from in my own house, it's been a long time.
Yeah. 20 years? More?
More.
30 years?
I mean, so how are you going to do
early
this?
Early 90s.
I mean, are you...
Mostly, you know, just playing tunes. Not doing anything. Well, yeah, you know, talking up the records.
This isn't a great promo for this show.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, I'm going to be excited!
You're like the Yankees.
Is this what you're going to do? Because you said you want to keep working. Is this what you're going to do? Are you going to DJ?
I don't know. I could.
Saturday nights?
No. This is just a one-time.
Okay, just a one-time thing.
But
how come? Because everybody's vaccinated now, and we're filling stadiums and everything else. No party. Nobody has told us about a party for you.
Don't want a party.
You don't want a party? But doesn't, don't we want? I mean, so, I don't know.
Really,
is it up to us to do this?
It's really up to the
architect.
The cluster leader. That's our architect.
We've talked about it. I came in kind of quietly. I want to leave quietly.
This will be my fun night on Saturday night.
I'm going to have fun doing.
You came in quietly. You want to leave quietly?
I did.
You don't want to leave quietly. This is like the one time you get to soak it all up and enjoy every moment of everything.
But here I was, this rock and roll guy that came in 1993. One of my first days, Susan Waldman happened to be around the radio station. Like, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, Mark Chernoff. I came over from K-Rock. I'd been at NEW, which is... Who played second base for the Red Sox in the World Series in 1975? I go, Reggie Smith. She said, okay.
All right, look at that.
There you go.
Nailed it. He's not just a one-dimensional dude. He's got it all. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to take advantage of the party. I would.
Nah.
I don't like the whole, because I'm asking you what you're going to do after you're done, and then you don't really have anything fun lined up there. You got to have at least one fun thing.
We have grandkids, and we're looking forward to spending some extra time with them.
All right,
on those visits.
All right,
thank you. Got to talk up some tunes this morning. Saturday night, CBS FM 101.1.
Will you go back and look at the ratings?
No,
of course you will.
No,
but
here's the thing on Saturday night.
Yeah.
If there's a game seven, Nets,
yeah,
Milwaukee Bucks, 8:30 Saturday night on the Fan.
Oh wow! So you don't want to be going up against that.
Yeah. Let's hope the Nets win on Thursday night in Milwaukee and get that series over with.
You want all the listeners you can get.
Yeah, whatever.
All right,
it'll
very
be fun,
good.
Though. Thanks,
very
guys.
Good. Marker, I will talk to him. He's just got a couple weeks left here, and then the big party where we send him out. What are we renting, the top of that Gansevoort again? Is that what you want to do for
I
this
think
big
that's
party?
Probably what we should
yeah,
do.
Yeah, probably do.
At
we'll
least do that.
Yeah, at least do that for him. All right.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Hey, Josh Bailey, I want to know, would you score a goal?
Yeah.
Pretty good in unison.
Maybe Mark can play that Saturday night. Who knows? Now, last night, the Islanders did lose to the Lightning.
Islanders can't clear the puck out. Barkley Goodrow win it for Tampa Bay. Back out for a drive by Ruda. He scores!
Jan Ruda with the goal that really turned out to be the difference in the game. Lightning wound up winning 4-2. Braden Point scored his 10th of the postseason as well as Tampa takes game two, and they even up the series at a game apiece. Goals on the night for Andre Palat and Victor Hedman, and Andre Vasilevskiy made 24 saves. Islanders do get game three in their own building. That will be tomorrow night. So still in really good shape in this series. Need to go out and get tomorrow night. As for what happened in Brooklyn last night, Nets, Bucks, and Kevin Durant.
Durant out high in the right, played by Middleton. Coming left. KD, a three on the way. Gone! Nets with their first lead since 2-0. 8:25 to go.
Yeah, some ridiculous shots.
Masturbation is normal, right?
What was that? What was that? What did he say? Did he say what I think he said?
Yeah. He said what you think he said.
He did.
Wow.
Is that why he didn't do an instant reaction video?
He did text me 2 o'clock is more important, and he's not wrong about that.
Oh,
that part was weird.
No, you know what that sounds, like? Craig told him.
Yeah.
Craig said, no more instant reaction videos. We're kicking the crap out of Michael Kay and his crew, so we'll keep it right here. You know, that's basically probably what Craig told him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what he did last night. You played that weird clip. The Nets did win 114-108, take a 3-2 series lead. Count them, 49 points for Durant, 16 of 23 shooting, was hitting threes all over the place. And part of the Nets winning was James Harden playing, even though he was ruled out the day before, upgraded to doubtful yesterday morning, and then he was active last night. Didn't play great, 1 of 10 from the floor, 5 points, but he had 6 rebounds, 8 assists. His presence and the fact that he was out there meant something to Durant.
It inspired me, this morning when he said he was giving it a go and he was thinking about giving it a go.
And he said it certainly meant a lot seeing him out there.
I think all of us felt like, first we, wanted him to be healthy and make sure this is the right decision for him. But once he got out there and tested it out, we were all happy for him, and we knew that would give us an extra spark.
Now, as for Durant and his night, Harden took notice, not just the points. How about 17 rebounds and 10 assists?
He was unfazed the entire game. He was poised, especially in that second half. Like, he started to take his time. He started to get to his spots. And kind of like I seen Kevin directing people to where he wanted them to be. And once Kevin gets that, like, he's comfortable. He's in his zone. It's like it's pretty much hard to stop.
He doesn't miss.
He's unstoppable. Yeah. And then last night was a legendary performance. Now, obviously, they got to keep it going in order to have this legendary performance stick.
No doubt.
Have a reason. So I wonder, the big question for me is whether or not Harden will play now in game 6. That's the big question for me.
How he feels.
Yeah, I mean, unless he had some sort of regression, why wouldn't he? It's a closeout game. He just played 40-something minutes in this game.
He played 46, Durant all 48. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's why. Like, he's not. He obviously, last night, you could see, wasn't 100%.
No, and you could
not
tell,
even close.
Very apprehensive and slow and almost like he was just seeing over things.
Like, I think if I were playing, I would think that Budenholzer would tell whoever's playing him on defense, all you have to worry about really is a step back three. At this point, he's not going to go running past you.
Probably not capable of it. You wouldn't think at this point.
It didn't look like it anyway.
Jeff Green did have 27 off the bench. Game 6 in Milwaukee tomorrow night. Julius Randle, second team All-NBA. Kyrie Irving, third team All-NBA. Get to the baseball now. Mets beat the Cubs 3-2 using some tremendous defense in the ninth inning along the way.
2-2 coming to Sogard. Line, center field, base hit. Over toward right center. That'll enable Mariznick to go to third. He's going to take the turn. He's going to try to score. Guillorme's throw to the plate. Oh. McCann with the tag. Mariznick is out.
What is he doing?
And that is good old Keith Hernandez with Gary Cohen on SNY. Mariznick was out by 5 feet. Mets held off the Cubs 3-2.
That was a little closer than that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess.
Do you think he... I wonder, I couldn't
Not
see from the
though.
Replay. Did he run through the sign?
No,
the
replay show overhead shows him waving him around
him
the whole
okay.
time. Yes. So he did not... Keith actually goes on to say, why is he running through the stop sign? And then Ron goes, I think he waved him through. And then they show the overhead replay. The third base coach was absolutely waving him
on. He actually was only out by couple inches.
Yeah, so no, he's out. It wasn't by 5 feet.
No, not at
I'm
all.
Sorry, that ball beats him there by 5 feet.
Right, but he's not out by 5 feet.
It's an easy play.
He's not out by 5 feet.
Stop. He's out by at least 2 or 3 feet. Of course he is.
Is that how you would have called it?
Yes. Look at the throw beats him by 10 feet.
Yeah,
he
but
turned
he's
and he's waiting
tag.
For him. He's waiting for him. What are you talking about?
3 inches.
Please knock it off. Mets 34 and 25 now. Taijuan Walker, 7 innings, 2-run ball, 12 strikeouts. He's 6-2, ERA of 2.12.
What
he's 4-0 at Citi Field.
Yeah, he's awesome. What is the biggest argument in your cornhole league? Like when there's an argument between teams, what is it about?
There really haven't been any. Scoring, probably. If they forget the score from round, you know, from tosses to tosses. But they really haven't been.
What happens?
They figure it out. There's really been no arguments.
Like you don't yell at them? Like you just yelled at
fraud!
Al?
Fraud! Fraud! I don't know. I don't yell at anybody.
There just yelled at Al.
Been like
you
a
yelled
skirmish
at me yesterday.
At I did not yell at you.
A fracas or a skirmish?
You said I hated the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, I was talking to you, and I will still continue to say you hate the Brooklyn Nets.
It's like you hate John Sterling.
See, you're making something up because you don't like that I told the truth about you.
No, you play all the John Sterling mistakes. Doesn't he always play the John
Sterling? When was the last one I played?
He didn't play a mistake today. He played something he didn't like.
I didn't like the call. I expect better.
Yeah,
I think John is so good that I expect better.
Okay. And we always play the new home run call.
Of course we do.
Yeah, we do.
I don't like being the judge in this thing. Both of you guys look at me for approval, and I know it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Listen, Boomer wanted to get back at me because I told the truth about him.
You a-hole.
No.
Did Jerry just yell at Al?
Yeah, he did not yell at Al. They got in a little sports disagreement, that's all.
But that Jerry loves those sports disagreements with Al.
I don't because I can't take a sports disagreement from someone who doesn't like sports.
He likes sports.
No, he doesn't.
He likes it.
He admits it every day.
He loves the NFL.
He's a casual
observer.
Don't
do this because there's plenty of clips of him saying, as I get older, I don't like watching sports anymore.
Okay.
And I marvel at his 80s knowledge. It's fascinating to me. The other day, I ran. What did I do? The Royals? What team
you
did I get?
You asked me to go around the horn with the Royals.
He's around the horn.
And he did.
The 85 Royals.
And then I asked him to give me one player from the 2021 Royals.
Al?
Zero.
Yeah. Sure.
He's honest about it.
Consistent, yes.
He is. Yankees beat the Blue Jays 6-5 as they came back from 5-2 down. Clint Frazier, the go-ahead RBI double in the eighth. So the Yankees, 2 games over .500. They snapped their little slide. Garrett Cole, Ross Stripling tonight. And you got Jacob DeGrom for the Mets against the Cubs tonight. White Sox beat the Rays 3-0. That brings us to Tyler Glass now. Partially torn UCL. Also a flexor tendon strain. Done for the bulk of the season if he comes back at all. He's frustrated that baseball has put this change in place with the sticky stuff. And he believes it's why he is now injured.
I 100% believe that contributed to me getting hurt. No doubt, without a doubt. I think like it's ridiculous. Like, I have used sticky stuff before. It's ridiculous that like it seems like this whole public perception of like, oh, just like select few people. Like your favorite pitcher probably 50 years ago was using something too. Like if you felt these balls, how inconsistent they were, like you have to use something.
Okay. So he's got the injuries. He believes he was gripping the ball too tight, not using it in his last couple of times out. On MLB Network, this has been a major topic of discussion, as you can imagine. Pedro Martinez, the Hall of Famer, he chimed in with his take.
It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them, and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
Keep a straight face if you were on
I don't think they could.
I mean,
but he basically admitted that he doctored the baseballs.
Well, I think he was saying, too, a lot of the older guys, Ron Darling has talked about this, where you would rub up the balls with the dirt.
Yeah.
And then the difference between then and now is you would use one baseball. If a ball wasn't hit out of play, one ball for 3 innings.
Yeah, you know, the amazing now thing is why do they take the ball out of play every time it just hits the ground? I always wonder about that.
And I believe they use somewhere between 75 and 100 baseballs per game now.
God.
And they're all brand new. I remember the game we were at. We saw them. Yeah, they were just grazed the dirt, gone, get rid of it.
I'll tell you why. Major League Baseball bought Rawlings, who makes the baseballs.
Well, yeah.
The more baseballs you use, the more money you make.
That's true, too.
Aren't you paying yourself?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy theory, though, that I like, so I'm running with it. Me and Pete Alonso. There's something fishy going on there with these baseballs.
It does seem like
baseball.
That. You're not wrong. Red Sox did beat the Braves last night, 10-8, and the Phillies lost late last night to the Dodgers. You also had Bryce Harper and Gene Segura injured in that game. Same with Cody Bellinger. And you got the whole thing with Aaron Rodgers wearing the I'm Offended t-shirt as he's trying to promote his golf event, which is coming up. So there you have it.
Yeah, he's back. He's him and that Miles Teller actor hang out all the time.
I don't know who Miles Teller is.
Miles Teller was in... He was in an Oscar award nominated film.
Just Google it.
I am.
Oh,
I know who he is. Okay.
Yeah, Miles Teller. And Miles Teller and his wife and Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers are together all the time.
Is he the one that was, that's who they were hiking with in?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so you are so up on Hawaii. All this stuff.
Yeah.
It's great.
Did you see the mouse problem in Australia?
No.
Google that.
Mice problem in Australia?
They're basically torching farms because they're overtaken by mice.
Wow.
And mice are now getting into cars and eating the seats. They have a mouse population problem in Australia.
It's kind of like we have a rat problem here, right?
We do. I hit one today.
All right, so.
R.I.P. It was a huge rat.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Sure wasn't like a possum or
it might have been. Woodchuck? I mean, the thing was gigantic.
Was it in the city?
I hit it on Charlton.
Sure wasn't just a guy.
No, it was not a guy. It was not.
By the way, speaking of Australia and rodents and stuff, so I'm watching this show called Mr. In Between, which is an awesome show, and it's Australian. And in one of the scenes, there's a spider on the wall, and they say it's just a huntsman. Huntsmen don't bother people, but it's gigantic. Look up huntsman spider and tell me that doesn't freak you out.
Oh boy.
The thing is the size of a hand, but apparently it doesn't bother you, but they're just in people's houses, and they just crawl
around. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Does that blow your mind?
Wow. It's in Florida.
That's in Florida? They got them in Florida?
It's found in southern parts of Florida.
It's gigantic.
So it obviously has a reason to
Jesus
be there.
Well,
I mean,
what,
does it like eat mosquitoes or something?
Maybe children.
Eddie?
I mean, it's huge. Well, the huntsman variety of spiders. Quite popular for more like a dragonfly it would eat, which has its own economical type of food chain for insects. All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Phoenix Suns All-NBA guard Chris Paul has entered COVID-19 health and safety protocols and is sidelined for an indefinite period of time, according to Shams Charania.
So that means he must have tested positive.
Because if it's an indefinite period of time, right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's how I would read it. I can't confirm that. I'm just trying to put two and two together here.
Paul's status is up in the air for the start of the Western Conference Finals. I mean, a good thing for them that they were able to finish that series off in a sweep. Suns will face the winner of Jazz Clippers. Depending on the medical circumstance, an isolation period could be shorter for a vaccinated individual. The NBA has yet to release the schedule for the Conference Finals, but if a Game 7 is needed, it will be played on Sunday. Wow. So it's...
Wow.
Wow. So what... is he vaccinated or not vaccinated? It doesn't say. It says, depending on the medical circumstance, an isolation period could be shorter for a vaccinated individual.
So that means he definitely has it.
He's right. I guess that's what it sounds like
to me.
Sounds like he tested positive.
Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Wow.
Wow.
That's a big one.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Didn't expect that. I thought this was all over. There was a fireworks show last night to mark the end of COVID.
Yeah. How about that whole scene?
I mean,
you talk about tone deaf.
I know.
I mean, you realize how many people died because of some of the decisions that were made at the top of our local state government here.
Exactly.
And then we're going to have a fireworks show to celebrate that we got 70% vaccinations.
Like, woo!
I mean, really, what is the reality behind that? Like, who thinks of that and who comes up with that and who decides that that's a good look and a good idea?
Yeah, I don't know. To me, immediately when I saw it, I was like, that just feels weird.
How much did that cost?
God knows. God knows.
I mean, there's just amazing hypocrisy.
It feels like yesterday it was like 800 people a day were dying from this, and now it's like a fireworks show. Now, if you want to go out and be happy,
you know, instead of spending it on fireworks, maybe they should spend it on ventilators. You know, just saying. I mean, like, not that, you know, you want to be on a ventilator, but I remember somebody screaming about those for 40,000 of them.
Now, we want everybody to be happy that restrictions are being lifted and go out and enjoy yourselves and everything else, but I'd like to have, like, a plan, a celebration, and have a fireworks show about it.
And this is official.
It was an official fireworks show,
which is ridiculous because...
Right. To commemorate the end of COVID, here's a fireworks show in New York City, the city that basically was brought to its knees by this pandemic.
They made official decisions that cost people their lives, too, as well. So, anyway. Hey, Joe and Lyndhurst, what's happening, Joe?
Hey, guys, how are you this morning?
What's going on?
I need some guidance. So after yesterday, I'm seeing these Texas paper license plates everywhere.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Do I call Crime Stoppers? Do I chase them down?
Al, what do you do in this spot? This is a question for Al Dukes. What do you do?
I don't know. I had some people reach out to me that are maybe in law enforcement. They reached out through direct message saying that they're really not doing anything about it.
So basically,
I was chasing them down. I was going to chase them down.
Chase them down, yeah. Well, no, don't do that. I mean, just look at them and say, and give them a really bad, like, you know, face, like make a face.
Dirty
at
look.
Them. Yeah, it's dirty like, look. You're doing that really so you don't have to pay your easy to pass tolls by mail. There's always something,
shady
right?
Looking for really shady looking. The bumper was like falling off. Really shady looking individual.
We're going to have to bring back the toll takers. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's it. No more of the electronic stuff.
You know, you got to bring down the gates now and jam up traffic and everything else. You got to rebuild all those things because this is what's happening and nobody's doing anything about it.
Big loophole. Actually, I shouldn't say nobody's doing anything about it. Our pal, who's one of the Port Authority cops, who I think likes to be remain nameless or anonymous, if you will. He reached out to me and we were talking about this the other day. And he said that they've been hitting people after the toll plaza with fictitious plates, toll evasion, impounded their car, and if the plate is fake, they arrest for fraudulent government documents.
I like it.
That's what he's doing about it. What are you doing about it? No, he seems like it's a serious thing.
I would think, like, you know, instead of paying like an $8.50 toll, you could now get slammed for about $1,500.
They might even go to the clink. Might even go in there with a fake plate.
So the question is, who was the first person who thought of this, and now it's completely out of control?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it's spread like wildfire.
Like I told you, my buddy went into a convenience store in Queens yesterday, and a guy had a stack of them there selling them. Is that unbelievable?
Texas ones?
Yeah, Texas ones.
Wow. Actually, it's pretty believable. Mike in Norwalk. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What do you got, man?
I just wanted to make a point on how it's stupid that the MLB is only going to be checking these pitchers because for the spider tack stuff, because any player on the field could have it on them, wipe it on the ball, throw it back to the pitcher, especially the catcher. I remember in 2015, Yadier Molina caught a ball off the chest, and it's all stuck to his chest protector. Nobody even cares.
Yeah, I don't think many people do care. There's a couple of hitters who care. Pete Alonso is not one of them at all. But, yeah, I mean, listen, that's fair.
Stanton and Judge are.
Yeah,
they care.
Especially the catchers. I guess you could check. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this has now gotten to the point. Don't you feel like this is exhausted? It feels exhausted at this point with the sticky stuff.
Well, starting next Monday, it's going to become an issue, and we'll see who gets nailed first. I don't necessarily know that anybody's going to get nailed. We'll see go down, and we'll see, like I said, we'll see batting averages and home runs going up.
Well, as long
so they're messing with the game right in the middle of the game.
Well, that's what Tyler Glasnow was saying. He's like, how the hell do you do this right in the middle of the season? This is ridiculous. You can't tell me to do everything one way in the beginning of the season and switch it up on me right in the middle of the season.
And the amazing thing is that the Major League Baseball Players Association distrusts the owners and Rob Manfred like to a degree that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's also a distrust within the players themselves, from the hitters to the pitchers. And they belong to the same union, and they're basically calling each other out.
Yeah, they are.
So think about that.
Publicly, yes. Let's go to Rich in Vermont. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Not much. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I was wondering what you guys thought of KD, if he would have played back in the mullet era.
The mullet
era. Actually, you can kind of manhandle a guy.
Yeah, back in, but you were talking like the 80s or 90s?
Yeah, either one. I mean, I was watching some stuff on YouTube, and I'm thinking, how would he fare against some of the Bulls teams and the Knicks teams from back then?
I still think he'd be great in any era because he would adapt to the era that he was playing in. And I would say also that the NBA playoffs, they're letting them play to a certain extent. I mean, there's been some much – it's more physical. It's been rougher during the playoffs like that it should be. Because you want to see how much it means to the players that are playing and trying to win a championship, so he would have adapted then, and probably would have been like Magic Johnson, would have been a point guard.
Yeah, he'd probably have to bulk up a little bit more though.
Yeah,
he would probably have to lift some more weights than what he's lifting now, I would think. I mean, I think the question is, you know, he's a slender guy, and it was much more physical. But hey, look at PJ Tucker for Christ's sakes. PJ Tucker is jacked. And he's all over Kevin Durant, and Kevin Durant's still doing what he's doing.
Well, he's shaking and baking, as Clyde Frazier would say.
Right. So
let me ask you, what do you think the BMI, the body mass index, is for Kevin Durant? 2?
Yeah.
1?
If that. Yeah. If that.
What's your BMI?
Oh, God. It's probably astronomical right now. What's the highest it could possibly be? 100? Is that the highest it could be?
I would think you could actually be more than what you should be.
Well, no, but I said, okay. I don't know. It's probably horrible. I probably fall in the mildly obese category.
You think?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Let's not go to a chart, please.
Why is that?
Because I don't know. I don't need that. I don't need that today. I don't. I'm not. We're not doing that.
Okay.
Not doing it. I don't need it. It's, you know, I'm feeling pretty good as we stand here right now at 9 o'clock.
You want to go to NIH?
No, I mean, see, you after this fast are now, you know, pointing fingers down from top of Skinny Mountain. I mean, it was not that long ago that you were stuffing Oreos in your face every single day and taking heaps of Ulacaca with your palm.
And you know what? You made me aware of that, by the way. Don't think like you didn't. Oh, look at that.
Of course I pointed it out.
Gotta go get some more Oreos.
Yeah, I pointed it out.
Yeah, okay.
Just like you're pointing it out and you're trying to track my BMI right now.
I was just wondering what it was.
Yeah, because okay, for shame purposes.
No, it has nothing to do with shame. It has everything to do with health.
Oh, okay. No, I think I look good today in my Sable shirt. I'm actually feeling pretty good about myself. So let's not try to drag me down.
I'm not trying to drag you down.
Oh yeah, you are. I know you.
No, I'm not.
I know you too well. Drag him down.
Look, it's a very useful tool.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
because
yes,
there's
it
people. Because here's the difference. Some guy, because it's only based on weight and height, which is nonsense. So someone who is my weight and my height could play in the NFL and be all muscle, where I'm not. Like, there could be someone my exact height and weight and play in the NFL and be no body fat and just straight muscle. But BMI would say we were both in the same category. That's why it's not a useful tool.
I just worry about your blood pressure. I worry about your cholesterol.
All right, we're not doing
this. Your triglycerides.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Your sugars.
I'm totally fine. Totally checked out.
Do you have any family history of premature heart disease?
Right. There's a family history of murder, actually, and you're going to find out about that if you don't shut up about the BMI.
There's physical inactivity that creates a lot of this.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.